That music, as many of you know, means it is time for StoryCorps. And today we're bringing you a story we first heard back in 2006. Cousins James Ransom and Sherry Johnson spent much of their childhood at their grandparents' house in Bradenton, Florida. Their visits included going to church with their neighbor and Sunday school teacher who helped raise two generations of the family.
Let's talk about Ms. Divine.
Lizzie Divine.
She was the only person I knew that had more power than my grandmother.
She wasn't a mean person. She was stern.
Stern, yes. Very
you
stern.
You know, when she said something, she meant exactly what she said.
Right.
The only thing that would keep you from going to Sunday school, you had to have one foot on banana peel and the other in the grave.
Absolutely.
That's the only
There's no excuse.
You had to go.
Had to go.
One of the things that you prayed for when you went to Ms. Divine's class was, Lord, please let me get old enough to get out of this class. She did the catechism. Who made you? God. Where is God? Everywhere. And we said, oh, Lord, have mercy, please.
This Miss Divine would come in on Sunday mornings to take us to Sunday school. And when I saw her come, Sherry, I thought the leaves would be blowing out the trees and the sky would go black and the clouds would come in. And she'd come in the house one morning and say, good morning, children. And everybody, my mother on down, said, good morning, Miss Divine. And she says, it's time to go to Sunday school this morning, children. I said, Miss Divine, I can't go to Sunday school today. She said, no. I said, no, ma'am. She says, why not? I said, my mother didn't bring enough clothes for me to go to Sunday school this morning. She said, oh, no. What kind of clothes do you have? I said, all I have, Miss Divine, are my pajamas and my tennis shoes. She said, well, that's okay, honey. Put your tennis shoes on. We go to Sunday school. I looked at my mother, and she looked away, Sherry. Miss Divine made me walk 2 blocks in my pajamas and my tennis shoes. I had to sit in church with my friends. I'm going to tell you, Sherry, I'll never lie to get it.
Ms. Divine was always there to take care of us.
Right.
But when Ms. Divine braided your hair, your eyes went up like this. You had to sleep on soft pillows because, boy, she had it tight.
Mm-mm-mm.
And Ms. Divine had mango trees all over her yard. But Ms. Divine never brought you a mango until it was rotten. It would smell like liquor. That's when she brought you mango.
But you know what? That's the kind of stuff that we got growing up. And I'll never forget that.
Cousins James Ransom and Sherry Johnson remembering their Sunday school teacher, Miss Divine, at StoryCorps in Bradenton, Florida. And this is cool. You can see this story as an animated short. Just go to npr.org.